And now to California, where firefighters in Los Angeles are making progress getting those massive wildfires under control. Like many disasters, the fires have already become a target for rumors and conspiracy theories. Now, NPR has learned that Russia is using the fires to advance anti-Ukraine propaganda as part of its war against that country. NPR's Huo Jingnan uncovered this and is in the studio with me now. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about this claim and whether there's anything to it.
So as we know, the fire has destroyed lots of expensive properties, including mansions and beachfront homes. So this particular narrative, what it alleges is that mansions of 8 Ukrainian generals were amongst the homes destroyed. So far, there's no evidence that it happened, and the Ukrainian government has denied it to NPR. But researchers say that it is part of a bigger narrative that Russia has pushed for years. Pro-Russian accounts regularly claim that various Ukrainian officials own luxury goods overseas, like yachts, villas, and in one case, a sports car. The underlying idea is that Ukrainian government is corrupt and does not deserve foreign aid, which it is currently receiving for its war with Russia. So the journalists have debunked a lot of those claims already.
Okay, but so this specific claim, I'm trying to wrap my head around it, that 8 Ukrainian generals were among those who had their mansions burned down. Where did this claim come from? How did it spread?
So fact-checkers traced this narrative to pro-Russian Telegram channels. One of these channels even featured a video doctored to make it look like it was from the Ukrainian government. Then accounts on other social media platforms such as X, as well as websites, repeated the story. A lot of these accounts and websites have a history of either being a part of or echoing known Russian influence operations. Darren Linville is a professor at Clemson University and co-directs its media forensics lab.
It's just so typical of what we see from Russia and so despicable to take advantage of an ongoing crisis for their own ends.
You know, aside from undermining Ukraine, Russia also wants to sow internal discord in the United States. We see this both in this disaster and in the Maui fires in 2023. Yeah. Russian state media amplified American, often conservative, voices criticizing the government's disaster response. This didn't get much traction, though.
And this specific false claim, has it gotten much traction, traveled very far?
So it's gotten a million views on X, with help from one pro-Russian influencer and then an American influencer. So we see that social media influencers actually have played an important role in pushing Russia's preferred narrative. For example, last year, the Justice Department indicted 2 Russian state media employees for funneling $10 million to pro-Trump American influencers. We reached out to these 2 influencers, though, to ask if they were paid or asked to promote the story about mansions. The pro-Russian one denied it, and the American one did not respond. But the big picture here is that Russia continues to try to covertly influence Americans, and that's an ongoing effort. Researchers say that Russia's top political goal is to control Ukraine, and it has not changed whether or not, you know, regardless of American elections. So it's going to keep trying to reshape American public opinion whenever it can.
Fascinating. NPR's Huo Jingnan, thank you.
Thank you.